What a lead into our interview here with Rose Wilson and Evan Lips from the Sodexo at Washington Community Schools. Sodexo Services, of course, what all do you do, Rose, with Washington Community Schools?
I do facilities management, so that's custodial maintenance and grounds.
And then, Evan, your job with Sodexo in Washington Community Schools?
I'm the food service director.
Food service. So, Evan and Rose with us today talking about Diversity Day. Now, this is second year, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Second year for Diversity Day. Rose, we'll start with you. Tell us what all you got planned for. First off, when is Diversity Day this year?
It's going to be next Wednesday, the 17th, and we're going to have it from 4 to 7 p.m. in the junior high gym.
Now, for those that didn't get to go last year, what's the concept behind this and how did this all get started?
It was last year Dr. Roach approached us about wanting to do something, some kind of a diversity fair, diversity day, something like that, and kind of handed it off to us, and we took it and ran with it. And that's how we got to where we are now.
And the whole concept behind it is, when you break it down, there are a lot of different diverse groups that are in Washington Community Schools.
Definitely. It's all about celebrating Hatch diversity and knowing the people in your community because they are diverse. And it's important to understand different cultures that live with you and support that.
I heard a number at one time, and I don't know if you have that in front of you, how many different culture groups, diversity groups are involved in represented at Washington Community Schools. Have you seen that anywhere?
I haven't seen the number, but I'd be interested to see it, because I know there are a great many.
There's a lot.
It really is. So with this Diversity Day coming up next Wednesday, the community is invited to come on out. This is all absolutely free, right?
Yes.
And talk about some of the stuff you'll have going.
Well, we're going to have some booths that are language and culture oriented, so we can explore different countries and their cultures and languages, like Chinese, German, Filipino, Thai, a lot of different Latino cultures, Haitian, everybody that kind of makes up, you know, the bulk of Washington's diverse community. And I know Evan has a lot planned for food.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff. We're going to have a Creole style chicken. There's a French name for it for Haitian. I'm not even going to attempt adobo from the Philippines. We're going to have bratwurst, knotwurst from Germany, pot stickers, chicken tamales. I'm going to make a Thai stir fry, and some of the students are going to help me make pupusas.
Pupusas?
Yes.
What's a pupusa?
It's a tortilla. The best way to think of it is like a tortilla handmade, stuffed with beans or some kind of meat mixture.
Wow. So we're not talking about a taco shell, then.
No, it's good. Really, they're really, really easy to make, but they're really good.
You got to come see this, guys. Again, and most importantly, gather some great information from these different ethnic groups that are represented here at Washington and at Washington Community Schools, because they love to share their culture, don't they?
Absolutely. The International Culture Club up at the high school is really involved in this initiative. They are helping out with the booths. They're setting up signs and getting all this information together so that they can share that with us at the fair as well. And we'll also have raffle tickets and hand out door prizes to people that come in. We're hoping to have a couple of performances, and we're really excited about it.
It is, again, next Wednesday, 4 to 7 p.m., Junior High Gym, Diversity Day, second annual event. This is going to be a tradition now. Always held in April, right? Usually that's the goal?
That's the goal. We're thinking about pulling it back to March next year because the end of the school year is so busy with so much going on. Yes, hopefully every March from here on out.
Come out and see the different cultures represented at Washington Community Schools. Learn more about each of these cultures and get some great food. And Evan, while we do have you in here, you have some excitement with a local chef through your competition you had too with the food program, right?
Yes, Brenna Omer won our local competition, and she also made it down to the final 40 in the country. So she was a district finalist. That's at about 220 different school districts over the country. So that's amazing. She won lots of prizes. Unfortunately, she didn't make it to the final five nationally, but yeah, it was a great job by her.
Brenna Omer, and what school does she go to?
Veal.
At Veal Elementary. Well, congratulations to her. And that is your future, is it Future Chefs program? Is that what it's called?
Yes, Future Chef.
You know, you guys are doing some great things. Sodexo Services, part of Washington Community Schools. So many great things going on. One of those being Diversity Day coming up next Wednesday, 4 to 7 p.m. Guys, hats off. Job well done. We hope everybody listening will get there. It'll be worth their time to gain some great information, enjoy some great food, and maybe even take home some prizes.
That's right. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
You too.